Dodge County Landscape, we keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV and Community Comment, and we are just about to jump into the action here, but first wanted to remind you that Community Comment is presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. And you can visit their website at proflr.com. Their address is 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. They are locally owned, and Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. They do tub-to-shower conversions at Professional Floor Covering. Turn your standard bathroom into a luxurious spa with a tub-to-shower conversion. A tub-to-shower conversion can also drastically improve the quality of life for those that have trouble lifting their legs up and over the wall of a standard tub. And now, without further ado, we will jump into the action here on 95.3 WBEV and Community Comment. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We are pleased to welcome Jeremiah Johnson of the Beaver Dam Police Department to talk about things going on with the police department and how they affect us in the community. If you'd like to join the conversation, of course, you can call us or text us at 920-887-9595 or give us a call directly on the studio. Call the old-fashioned landline at 885-4446. Lieutenant Johnson, good to see you as always.
Hey, it's good to be back. It's August already? Can you believe it?
This year is flying by.
I don't know where it went.
Yeah.
I saw July, and I'm like, oh, the year's halfway. Now we're in August. Like, it was the blink of an eye July was.
Yeah, well, there are things I'm putting off to September now that I have to start dealing with.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, boy. Well, Christmas. Anyway. One of the great things about August is the National Night Out, which also right around the corner, Tuesday night.
Yep, August 5th, Tuesday night, Swan City Park, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., National Night Out. If you've never been or don't know about National Night Out, it's been at least for the last 10 years, and I know even longer in the city of Beaver Dam, we've had a very nice, successful National Night Out. It keeps getting bigger every year. It's a great time to come out with your family and loved ones and friends and interact with public safety officials in a public setting. So it's your opportunity to come out and talk with us and meet us in kind of casual circumstances. I've talked about this on the radio show in the past. Sometimes when law enforcement is knocking on your door, it's usually never good news. I mean, even if something you didn't do anything wrong, if we're knocking on the door, it's never like, hey, there was a car accident or there was a complaint or you understand
something
what I'm saying?
Has gone wrong.
Correct, correct.
When people are dealing with people in public safety.
Exactly. Yeah. Very rarely do we get the opportunity to go knock on somebody's door and be like, hey, great news, this happened. You know, even if it's like we found your wallet. You know what I mean? Usually we're handing over that wallet and be like, please let all the cash be in there, and you know it's not, you know. So yeah, that's a very unfortunate thing about law enforcement. You know, is either you're getting pulled over, or, you know what I mean, and we serve a certain role in the community, you know, to serve and protect. And when we're doing that, we're busy doing that. It's a rare occasion that we have good news, you know what I'm saying? So what's nice about National Night Out is that you get the opportunity, and we as police officers get the opportunity to interact with the community in a positive light. And we have that opportunity to meet with them casually and have a conversation, talk about whatever you want. So if you got questions about something that's going on, or you're concerned about something in your neighborhood or your community, you know, let us know. We get to talk about it, or we can talk about the Brewers, we can talk about Packers, whatever. That's what's nice about it. It started out many, many years ago. I want to say back in the late 1970s, early 80s, with the Neighborhood Block Watch movement and the community policing movement. There was a shift in America where police organizations started to realize that community involvement was key to making better relationships and doing better policing in their cities and communities. Perfect example is, I mean, police officers, we have four working at any given time here in the city of Beaver Dam, whether that be overnight or during the day. We can only be in so many places at such a time. If we have that trust with the community where they can pick up the phone and call us, where they can put in a complaint online, or if they can stop by and let us know what's going on, and they trust us to solve that problem with them, if they trust us to make the community better by involving and investigating, that's the whole goal here. So that's where the community policing comes from, is we have those pre-existing partnerships where we've gone out there and we know the neighbors on the corner, we know the business owners, we've had interactions with them before, we try to help them out and vice versa. It's a two-way street. So that's the goal of community policing, is we get the help from the community gets help from us. We're not there to just enforce the law. We are there to serve them. We are there to protect them. And the more we do stuff like that, the better that community partnership builds.
And picking up on a point that you just made, it's got to be a lot easier at events like National Night Out to build those relationships, so that when there is trouble on the job, you're not dealing with people for the first time ever.
Correct. Correct.
You know each other.
Yes, absolutely. Perfect example. There was an incident recently where I came in contact with someone. I recognized them from somewhere. I'm like, who are you? And I saw their name. I'm like, that's where I know you from. And it was a bad day for them. It was a negative interaction. In fact, we had to take some enforcement action, but here we are on another day, cool heads prevail. And even though that first time that person was getting a ticket from us, they remembered that we had professional interaction. We were friendly. We explained everything. We explained the reasons why we had to take the steps that we took. They walked away from that situation with at least a neutral to a positive view of everything that was going on. And then we were able to help them out with their problem on that day. You know, I mean, it was another opportunity to help them out. Now they were on the other side of things. And I just think that's what community policing is about, and the professionalism of the police and stuff. That's what we have National Night Out for, is to build those relationships. So even if you do have that negative interaction, they know that even though we had to do what we had to do, there's a reason for it, and we can still come back the next day and have a different interaction too. So that's key. That's key.
Outstanding. We're talking to Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson of the Beaver Dam Police Department about a lot of things happening around the community. We are going to take a break right here, then be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good Karma Brands Radio Park will be rocking during the Dodge County Fair. Join the fun for live music all week, presented by 51 Trailer Sales. A double hitter kicks off on Thursday, August 14th, as the characters take the stage at 2 p.m. and Dexter Road takes over after the grandstand show. Friday the 15th, FM Rodeo is back by popular demand, and we round it out with the Decade on Saturday night after 38 Special. Check out the schedule for Good Karma Brands Park WDS stage, presented by Newman Pools, at DailyDodge.com.
At Hazel and Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazel and Betty Ford Foundation.
Get the beat of the Bucks straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend.
Welcome to the fantastic voyage. Marcus Johnson, the captain of this vessel.
Tap into Hear District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production.
My first mate, Chris Johnson, the only father and son tandem.
Your weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks and conversations with the biggest names in basketball. This week on the pod, Marcus and his son Chris talk to Hall of Fame NBA writer Mark Stein. Find Hear District now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcast.
V
Visit the good old days at the 56th Annual Dodge County Antique Power Show at Burnett Corners, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Take in the sights of cockshut tractors, gas and steam engines, vintage emergency vehicles, and more. This year's special feature is the Cast Iron Seat Collectors Association. Support Friday night's truck pull event, Pulling for Chloe, with first hook at 6 p.m. And Saturday night, Dexter Road hits the stage. Food and beverage will be available for purchase all weekend long. Don't miss this special weekend, which also includes kids' activities, demonstrations, a flea market, small engines, and more. Enjoy a blast from the past at the Dodge County Antique Power Show, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Club Grounds on County Road B in Burnett Corners. Visit dcapclub.org. That's dcapclub.org for more info.
Love pumps, fires middle, got his man, latching on, reaching to the end zone, wow. And it's a touchdown for the Green Bay Packers. Romeo Doubs would not be stopped. Jakes hands off Jacobs to the left side of the end zone, touchdown, off left guard Jacobs, and the Packers lead it 13-0.
This is Wayne Larrabee. Your home for Green Bay Packers football is your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with more community comment here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. And without further ado, here is Terry Bell.
Thank you, Jake. We're talking about a lot of things with Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson regarding the Beaver Dam Police Department. If you have a question or a comment, go ahead, join the conversation. You can call us or text us at 920-887-9595 or call us on the landline at 885-4446. And we are talking about National Night Out, which is coming up Tuesday night at Swan Park in Beaver Dam. And it's a great opportunity to interact with members of the police department and other public safety agencies that serve the city. And you have more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So besides the Beaver Dam Police Department, Dodge County Sheriff's Office is going to be there as well. Get to interact with them. Our fire department is going to be there. And then actually, I have the flyer right here. If you take a look, you can see this like paragraph right here. That's all the community organizations, public safety organizations that are going to be there. So it's got to be at least 60 different organizations. It's probably more. I'm probably going to get yelled at by the people who are organizing it. I know it's 70. But we have our auxiliary police department. We have the Lions Club. The school district's going to be there. The fire department auxiliary. Good Karma Broadcasting. There you go. Kraft Heinz, the market, pizza, the skate park, everything, churches, St. Vincent de Paul. We'll have a DJ. So it's going to be fun. So it's not just people walking around talking. There's free stuff. Let's not forget the fun and the free stuff.
It sounds pretty family oriented.
100%. Yeah. Bring the kids. Yeah. Bring the kids. So first of all, there'll be a DJ. So it's in Swan Park, nice big open area, beautifully remodeled and redone with the nice bridges and the fountain and the splash pad. So it's a nice park. If you've ever been to Swan Park, come down and check it out. So you have that. It'll be packed with people. There's plenty of parking in the area to get there. And there'll be a DJ playing. There'll be nice music. It's kind of like a fair atmosphere. We'll have tables set up, the free stuff. So I'm sure Marcos is going to have pizza out there. I know certain organizations like the Department of Corrections, they've done hot dogs in years past, so you can just go get a hot dog for free. They've done ice cream, and I think there's actually two different places that are doing ice cream. So if you're hungry, bring the family, get some snacks, get some hot dogs. I know there's popcorn there. I've seen people running around with all sorts of different candies and stuff like that. Plus, there's all kinds of other activities that you can do, too. I know there's a lot of, spin the wheel stuff. You get a lot of swag, if you will, from all these different organizations. All kinds of cool stuff. I for the public safety organizations, we usually bring out our SWAT teams and our ERT teams. So you get to see the robots. We'll have our drone team out there. You get to see the drones fly if you want. I will be bringing out Project Lifesaver. So if you have a loved one that suffers from dementia or Alzheimer's, if you have young ones that tend to wander away from home, we can talk about that. We'll do a demonstration of how that equipment works and the technology behind that. All sorts of different stuff. So it's the whole day is an awesome activity. You get a chance to interact with everybody there, all these different community organizations. And it's you can literally make a night out of it. And I guess that's why they call it night out. But yeah, there's plenty of stuff to do. So if you're bored, or even if you're not, come on down between 5 and 8 Swan Park on Tuesday.
Outstanding. I guess I'm sure there are some families who come every single year.
Yes.
Is there anything new this year that might be different than years past? New demonstrations or anything like that? You mentioned a few things that you're going to be demonstrating.
Yeah, I think so. We have. I know just off the top of my head, I'll be bringing a new drone system, and that's the drone system I showed you here probably a couple months ago. I don't know. It must have been you, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we have that new interior drone. It's the DJI Avata, so we'll be trying that out. If kids have never seen how that works before, they can actually put the goggles on, and you can get a immersive virtual reality view of what the drone sees. So we'll take that. We'll have to very safely because there's people around flying around, but you actually get to see what the drone sees. And highly recommend when you do that sitting down. Because it's very disorienting, you know, because you put these goggles on and it takes up your whole field of view. So you are where that drone is. And as we fly it around, you will feel the momentum of this thing moving forwards and backs and turning. And you got to sit down because if you're standing, you kind of wobble a little bit. It takes some time to get used to it. But I would highly recommend stopping by the Beaver Dam Police Department and checking that out. It's very cool technology. So that's new from us this year. I know that all these other community organizations, they try to, you know, change things up. What's new? What's successful? So I would not be surprised if there are some new things there that we've never seen before. So, yeah, come down and check us out again. You know, the whole thing.
I'm sure
yeah.
there's going to be a lot of interest in the drone demonstrations.
Yes.
What kind of investigations, what kind of situations are drones especially helpful in?
Gotcha. So there's actually, we've kind of split. There's an indoor and an outdoor, if you will, type of drone. Yeah. So that's the new thing we're delving into. So before, the drone was great for accident investigations, missing persons. With our outdoor drone, it gets up in the air. It has a FLIR camera, so that's forward-looking infrared. So it senses heat. So if there's someone out in the field, if there's someone that needs help, if there's someone who ran from the police, we've got that heat sensor, and it pulls it up on the screen, and it shows everything, and it shows the temperatures, everything. And when you've got that hot, warm body in the middle of a cornfield, it shows up with a big red dot over that heat. And then the rest of the corn around it. So it allows us to very quickly find things and search areas that if you were on foot, you would never be able to do. So that's the advantage of the outdoor stuff. Not to mention just the different angle of perspective that you can get on anything. So whether that be crime scene documentation or accident scenes or actually looking for a threat or a missing person, that's huge for the outdoor. And that's how it's been for years. But now we've taken that technology, made it smaller, and able to operate indoors. So our ERT and our drone operators are capable of going in and tactically clearing an interior space, like a house or a school or a business. And we can go in and we can fly this drone around. And if there's a threat there, the worst thing that can happen is we have to buy a new drone. Okay, versus an officer walking into a situation that's dangerous. So we can scout out and we can get information and recon prior to putting an actual boots on the ground and putting someone in danger if we need to check something out. And that's very valuable to everybody in the community, especially us as police officers.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
As a layperson, you know, as a civilian, it's hard for me to imagine. That's got to be hard to operate, or it takes a lot of skill to operate an indoor drone.
So,
for anybody who's tried to fly a toy plane inside.
Sure. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So technology has come a long way, and it's funny you mention that, because our outdoor drones, without the GPS signal and all the other sensors around it, they don't do well inside. You'll crash it into a wall. It doesn't stabilize. It doesn't see those GPS satellites, so it drifts. So the drone operator has to constantly fight the drone to keep it hovering in the same spot. The new technology that's out there uses both the GPS signals that sometimes you can get indoors, and I think in a building like this, it's a metal roof, you're not going to get it. Okay. So they have these essentially eyes or camera visual sensors that they place in strategic areas around the drone, and it actually senses the walls, the floors, the ceiling, and it knows if it's getting closer or further away, and it can sense and hover automatically. So the software and the hardware inside the drone is monitoring where it's at in the room, and then adjusts the propellers, all four of them, to hover in one spot and not move. So if we take the controller and I just let go of it and set it down, that drone will stay in that position until I tell it to do something else. So that's what the advancements in the technology have been. So it's pretty cool. To answer your question, that's how that works now, is we don't have to worry about it drifting into a wall. I mean, there's certain situations where it gets confused and you still have to be ready to react. But,
wonders never cease.
No, they don't.
Okay. We're going to take a break for the news, but we'll be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Seniors, don't miss all the fun of Senior Day on Thursday, August 14th at Good Karma Brands Park inside the Dodge County Fair. Partner up and join our Euchre Tournament from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. with music from the characters. Be sure to pick up your Senior Day coupon at Charlton House in Beaver Dam. Seniors 55 and up can save $2 off admission to the fair before noon. Senior Day, Thursday, August 14th at Good Karma Brands Park at the Dodge County Fair.
Senior Day is presented by Dr. Yesh and Thirsty Beaver.
August might mean summer's winding down, but the savings are sizzling at the market at Beaver Dam. Washington sweet cherries are just $2.49 a pound. Pair them with fresh 81% lean ground beef, a dozen of Granny's barbecue buns, and sandwich potato salad. That's summer on a plate. Keep it simple with Orv's risers or ultra thin pizzas, 3 for $9.99, and 7-Up 6-packs, also 3 for $9.99. And don't forget, use your market app this week to snag a free Old Orchard apple juice. Shop local with the Market at Beaver Dam.
The two best things in life are great sleep from Slumberland Furniture and your favorite radio station. This is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Stocks falling throughout the morning as the Labor Department releases new numbers for the month of July on jobs.
This is a disappointing jobs report and potentially raising a red flag for the U.S. economy. So let's break down these numbers. An addition of 73,000 last month, less than the 100,000 we were expecting, and a lot less than what we've been adding over the past few months.
Also, the Labor Department revising the prior 2 months from May and June, showing 258,000 fewer jobs added. That was ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Glassdoor chief economist Daniel Zhao saying, after months of warning signs, this confirms the slowdown isn't just approaching, it's here. The Dow down 550 points. President Trump ordering new tariff rates of up to 41% on U.S. imports from dozens of countries. A 35% raise for Canada kicks in immediately. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff visiting an aid site in southern Gaza. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
WBEV News. I'm Terry Bell. The air quality in Wisconsin was some of the worst in the United States yesterday as Canadian wildfires cover parts of the upper Midwest with a hazy blanket of smoke. At one point, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Beloit were in the top 10 cities with the worst air quality in the nation. Bad air conditions could last into the weekend. Representative Andrew Heisel is endorsing Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez in the Democratic primary for governor. He says her wide-ranging life and work experiences make her the best choice. She's been a registered nurse and a vice president of a Fortune 100 company. Rodriguez is the first Democrat to jump into the race since Governor Evers announced he's not running for a third term. Sentencing is today for Maxwell Anderson, the man convicted in the murder of Milwaukee college student Sharday Robinson. The case got worldwide attention when Robinson's severed remains were found scattered throughout the Milwaukee area and northeast Illinois after the two went out on a date last year. The last of four men accused of killing a man outside a Milwaukee hotel last year is convicted. Todd Erickson pleaded guilty to felony murder yesterday. Erickson and three other men held Devontae Mitchell down until he suffocated last year. And a man from Fond du Lac is accused of possessing child pornography. Investigators say they found illegal images of child sex abuse on one of Wayne Bryan's electronic devices. The 35-year-old is charged with 10 felony counts. Bail was set at $20,000 at an initial court appearance yesterday. A preliminary hearing is set for August 28th. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Mainly sunny today with daytime highs approaching 76. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 52. Tonight, mainly clear skies. High of 79 tomorrow. Dry with seasonal temperatures Sunday and Monday and highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently 68.
Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown. Our anniversary sale is going on, and you can save big with your choice of mattresses. $99, you can get a queen size, twin size, or a full size mattress. Those bed in the box mattresses, you can try them in store with us. Sealy Posturepedics for $399. Choose your softness at $999. Pick firm, medium, or soft. Earn $300 Slumberland cash with select Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, or Stearns & Foster's mattresses. Get 36 months interest free financing with minimum purchase of $19.99 or more. Save big with us during our anniversary. Event going on right now on all mattresses.
Uh-oh, it's summertime and you know what that means. Football is right around the corner. We explore what 2025 could look like for Green Bay. We'll continue to follow the crew as they make another push for October. And of course, we'll be following American Legion post 146 baseball season. Corey Sparks and Wally Lukashensky. We are the Damn Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards and Waupun. You can hear us each weekday from 4 until 5 on the Daily Dodge YouTube page, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, and of course, the brand new ESPN Wisconsin app.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And we are back with more Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Community Comment is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It is also brought to you in part by our friends over at McKinstry's Home Furnishings. If you close your doors in your home when company comes over because you have an inferior interior, McKinstry's Home Furnishings can help. They will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any or all of the rooms in your home. Just bring the measurements and pictures of your room, determine any items you wish to keep, and then they can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas with their expertise, you will achieve the room plan you desire while working within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see them today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. And now, without further ado, we will throw it back to Terry Bell for more of today's Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Thank you so much, Jake. We're talking to Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson of the Beaver Dam Police Department. If you'd like to ask Jeremiah a question or offer a comment, you can call or text us at 920-887-9595. You can also call the landline at 885-4446. I know something that a lot of people are concerned about, and it's going around a couple of these situations, a scam.
Oh, yeah.
Where people are getting phone calls
from somebody impersonating someone from law enforcement, the Beaver Dam Police Department in particular.
Yes, yes. So we've been aware of these scams, not involving the Beaver Dam Police Department, but these general scams for a long time. One of the big ones is you get a phone call from a law enforcement officer. They say, there's many ways to do it, but they say something. They've figured out a name of a relative from you somehow, some way, and they say, hey, little Billy, remember him? He's your cousin. Yeah, he's calling you. He needs bail money. He got arrested for drunk driving. He got to bail him out of jail. And there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of things that kind of prevent you from slowing down and thinking. And they scam you into sending over money for bail that goes straight to the scammer. It's not real. Let's see. And in fact, you're nobody got arrested. You know, nobody that, you know, got arrested. So that's one of those scams. The other ones are, hey, you owe this fine. That's what's been happening here with us at the Beaver Dam Police Department is the scammers are saying that you owe money. If you don't pay the money, there'll be a warrant issued for arrest, or we'll be over there at your house right away to arrest you and take you down to jail if you don't take care of this, et cetera, et cetera. And they use that fear and the kind of the pressure of trying to get you to think fast, and you don't have the opportunity to slow down and think like, wait a minute, I never got a ticket for this. Why would I owe money to the Beaver Dam Police? I never got pulled over. I never got arrested, you know, and they use that quick thinking and that quick pressure where you don't slow down and think, you just go get the money and you send it to them because, oh, I don't want to go to jail. And why would you ever doubt? You have someone saying that they're a police officer. They're not really a police officer. So unfortunately, Beaver Dam Police Department's name has been used recently as well. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office, what they've been doing is they go on to the website for the Beaver Dam Police Department, the legitimate website, and they go and they look at our roster, which is public record, and they find my name. They find Sergeant Ebert's name is what they've been using, and now one of our detectives as well. And they're impersonating that officer, making those phone calls from a number that is not connected to a landline, from a disposable cell phone with an IP address that you can change at any moment in time. And they'll call 100 people. And if they scam two or three and actually fool them into giving them money, they did their job and they make lots of money doing it. So red flags, I bet. So I got a bullet point list in my head of these red flags that you should be on the lookout for, in my opinion, that are going to warn you that this is a scam.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
Okay, so number one is at any point in time, if they ask you to buy a gift card of any kind, okay, that's the number one thing. The reason why they are using gift cards is they're untraceable. And there's a high chance that whoever you are buying the gift cards from will not realize it's a scam. So if, for instance, you go into Walmart and you go to the money market counter, and you want to send money from one Walmart to the next, a lot of those cashiers there at Walmart are trained to identify a scam. So for instance, somebody comes in, they're sending $3,000 to someone. That cashier is going to ask, do you know this person? You've never been here before. You don't look familiar. You've never used this before. Like, well, what's going on? Do you mind if I ask why you're sending $3,000? They realize it's a scam. The scammers get angry at that, so they don't use that system. You go into a bank or other financial institution, credit union, for say, and you want to use Western Union or another system to send cash from one place to the other. Those cashiers are trained to look for those scams now, and it never goes through. So now they're using gift cards. So the idea is, let's say Apple iTunes. I owe money in back taxes from my 2009 tax return. The IRS agent is calling me up and says, hey, if you don't pay your $1,200 in back taxes from 2009, we're going to put a lien on your house and an IRS agent is going to come over and arrest you and take the money. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. What do I need to do? Go down to Walgreens, go down to Target, go to Walmart and buy $1,200 in iTunes gift cards. Take a picture of the gift card, send me the numbers with the receipt, and we'll take care of it right away. Okay? I can tell you right now.
It sounds preposterous, people fall for it.
It does. And I think it's the fear that they instill. You know, and okay, so I, as a uniformed police officer, I've done many, many traffic stops, and I've walked up to the window, and I'm pulling somebody over with the intention of even giving them a verbal warning. And they look at me, and after that first interaction, oh, my God, they're so scared. They just got pulled over. They don't know what to do. I mean, I asked the audience, like, if you've ever been pulled over, I've gotten pulled over as a cop. And I'm like, oh, crap. You know what I mean? Like, oh, Jesus, ain't gonna be good. You know what I mean? And that fear of a police officer calling you saying you owe money, you get that feeling in your stomach of like, oh, this is not good. What? Oh, my gosh. It's a panic. And I think in that panic, the scammers are using that emotional unbalance that they've caused to get you to stop from thinking, you know, and there's the other aspect too, is every once in a while, you've got a person out there who just doesn't know that that's not how this works. You know what I mean? And they take advantage. They prey on that very respectful ignorance. You understand what I'm saying? Like it just is. So that's why I wanted to get this message out, is the people who are listening and going, yep, yeah, I would never do that. Most likely you won't, because you know that you're not going to pay the IRS with a gift card. You know, to pay your bond for a speeding ticket, you would not pay with an eBay gift card or anything like that. Okay. It just doesn't work that way. Okay. So there's many different ways to do it in person. So that's rule number one.
Yeah. More bullet points. More
red flags. Yes, gotcha. Okay. Number two is even with like an email communication or a text. We were talking just before we were on there. You got a text that said you went through the Illinois tollway and you have an unpaid toll and you got to take care of it. Okay. So they get me thinking, because I have been through Illinois and I have an iPass, and I'm like, all right, so maybe my iPass wasn't installed right. Or, you know, they get you thinking, they get their foot in the door. Okay. In that text message is a link or a phone number to call back. Okay. That's bullet point number two. Don't do that. Okay. Go to directly the Illinois Tollway. Find that website on your own. Find that phone number on your own. Do not click on the link in the email or in the text message. Or if that person's calling you, don't call the number back that they give you. Okay. Do a little bit of research. Do the yellow pages. If you got a hard copy of those yellow pages still, you go on Google, you Google the number for that. You find the website directly yourself versus using the scammer's number. Because if you call the scammer's number, it's going to come back to them. If you find it on the website, it's going to go to the legitimate business. And then you can verify this information independently. And that's what I wanted to say about our scam here in Beaver Dam is, if they give you a number for Sergeant Ebert to call back, you're going to call them back. You're going to talk with the scammer. If you call 920-887-4612, you get sent to the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, which is our dispatcher. And they're going to say, all right, yeah, Sergeant Ebert is not working on that right now. In fact, Sergeant Ebert isn't working right now. He's a third shifter. He's not going to be calling you in the afternoon asking you about a warrant, okay? And the dispatcher is going to say, we don't even collect warrants that way. If you were wanted, we would come and arrest you. We would show up in person in uniform with a badge, and we'd come and take you to jail.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Right. That's an important point about this is not how it works. You're not going to get texted or called if you do have something that you need to resolve with law enforcement or the governor. You're going to get some government, I should say. You're going to get something in the mail.
Correct.
Probably a certified letter.
Yes.
Someone will come to your door.
This is correct. Yes.
But they're not going to call or text you.
Exactly. So the IRS, I know for sure, does the majority of their communication via U.S. mail, because it's the federal government. That's what they use. In that letter that they send you, they're going to have your information, and you can verify it. Like it will actually have things in the letter to verify information. So you can take your tax return and you can look at the IRS letter, and there's going to be information in there that only the IRS has. For instance, the amount of money that you paid versus how much you owe. It's going to say on your 1040 return the amount of money that you paid, and it's going to match in that letter. So you know, I mean, people can't just get that information. A scammer can't get how much you paid in taxes. They might be able to figure out a social security number that was slipping around the black dark web or anything like that. But there's ways to verify all that. So that's what I'm trying to say, is that the IRS uses U.S. mail. Government organizations that you're talking about warrants and bonds and things, verify that by calling those organizations back, by getting the phone number from a uninvolved source. Do not use the text. Do not use the email, and verify that. That was the last thing I was going to say. Maybe not the last thing. I got so much to say. But one of the other things I would say, a bullet point, is give us a call or call a loved one. If you are confused, if you're worried, if you're like, something doesn't smell right, but don't rush. Stop. Slow down. pick up the phone, call a younger a relative, call your brother or sister and be like, hey, what do you think about this? Does this sound right? Is this something that, you know, I should be doing? And check it with another person. Call us too at the Beaver Dam Police Department. I actually enjoy getting calls, and we get a lot of them, where the person is suspicious and say, should I do this? Versus taking another call that says, hey, I sent $3,000 in Apple iTunes gift cards to someone in Alabama. I think it's a scam. I think I got scammed. And you're like,
it happens. And people have been built out of thousands of dollars that they've spent their whole lives saving.
Yes. Bitcoin is the other one, too. People will put cash in Bitcoin machines. And it's very, very difficult for us in law enforcement to recover your funds because of the way the Bitcoin and the other currency. What am I talking about? Virtual. What's the name?
Cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency. Thank you. Yeah. Yep. Sorry. Couldn't think of the term. The cryptocurrency is designed to literally be untraceable at times. So that makes it very difficult for us to find out and get a financial institution to refund your money. So don't do it. So I highly recommend, especially with this most recent scam, pick up the phone, call us at the Beaver Dam Police Department, 920-887-4612, and verify this information if you need to. I'm telling you right now, as a law enforcement officer, if I'm on the phone with someone and they don't believe I'm a police department member or an officer, I will tell them to hang up and look up the number and call us back, and then the dispatcher will verify and transfer you back over. This has happened many times where I'm talking with someone trying to handle something over the phone. And they're like, how do I know you're a real cop? And I'm like, okay, that's a good point.
Fair question.
Call us back. Yeah. You know, go find the number, call us back, or stay there. I'll be there in 5 minutes in person. Mm-hmm. You know, and then they get to see my squad car and my uniform, and hopefully that's convincing at that point.
We got a lot to cover about this topic. We do need to stop and do some business here, but we'll be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
See the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer and enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like the T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting adventure with life-size dinos and hands-on discoveries. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily, now through October 5th. Visit MilwaukeeZoo.org for more info.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Looking for a pharmacy that goes the extra mile? Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam Pharmacy is here for you. Enjoy short wait times, the convenience of delivery right to your door, or quick and easy curbside pickup. They also offer bubble packaging, vaccinations, and more. Plus, they accept most insurances, making it even easier to get the care you need. Call them today at 920-356-0040 for more information. Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam Pharmacy. Your health, their priority.
Come out and support the hardworking men and women of the Iron Ridge Fire Department as they celebrate their 137th picnic August 7th through 10th at Fireman's Park in Iron Ridge. With live music featuring country, polkas, and rock, Redfish Remix, Boogie and the Yo-Yos, Mark Wayne, Sons of Scotty, and the Ryan Kautzer Band. Bingo, volleyball, softball, and bounce houses for the kids, Sunday chicken dinner, and the booze bar. Thursday, August 7th, enjoy a free corn roast at 5 p.m. and fireworks at dusk. August 8th, there's a Friday fish fry. On Sunday, August 10th, the huge parade starts at 11. Bring the family to the Iron Ridge Fire Department's picnic at Fireman's Park in Iron Ridge. Friday and Saturday night, ride the bus for free with the designated drivers program. with pickups and drop-offs available from Horicon, Mayville, and Theresa. For more info, visit the Iron Ridge Fire Department Facebook page. Come to the Iron Ridge Fire Department Picnic August 7th through the 10th. Live music, fun for the kids, Sunday chicken dinner, and the booze bar.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with the last segment for today's Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you, Jake. If you'd like to join the conversation, we're having a really interesting conversation right now, particularly about scams, how to recognize them, how to avoid them. If you have any questions or comments, you can share your own story or ask Jeremiah Johnson a question. You can call or text us at 920-887-9595 or call 920-885-4446. As technology gets more sophisticated, the bad guys get more sophisticated.
Absolutely, yes.
Which makes your job more difficult. And us as consumers, it makes our, you know, buyer beware job a lot harder.
It does. It does. Yeah. It's. We were talking off the air about many, many things, changes in technology. We were talking about how AI can use social media to, if you have a photo.
This is an important one. This is an important point.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it was like you can have AI, you'll be able to create a photo, tell AI what you want it to be. And if they have your photo, it'll take that information and they'll put your face in a photo at a place where you've never been. You know what I mean? They can use voices too. And we were talking on the radio. They can listen to everything I've said. That data from that sound file of what my voice is saying right now can be put into a computer. AI will process it and spit it back out with a different text. Make me say sentences I've never actually said with words that I actually did, if that makes sense. You know, it's crazy out there. As far as scams, too, there is a set of scams out there where you are talking with an unknown person on some form of a sales call. They are recording your voice, and if they get you to say certain phrases, they will use those phrases to authorize certain things for you financially with financial institutions. They will use those recordings if you say yes, if you say yes, I consent, or whatever it might be. They might be asking you one question and use your response and change it to answer another question for a financial institution. That is a big thing that they use with mortgage scams, where they would hostily take over your mortgage. And potentially, they could sell your house without you even knowing. Mm-hmm. Big scam.
Yeah, and boy, we could go on and on forever. This kind of technology is used. People running for public office are concerned about this.
Oh, yes.
Because their deep fake voices,
are,
and they create these phone calls and say, "Hi, I'm Joe Blow. I'm running for state representative, and I just wanted to let you know that I stand for this evil thing and that evil thing, and I'm you know, I've done all these terrible things, so please vote for me."
Absolutely, yeah. And you can go on YouTube right now, and they have actually very, very funny, hilarious, not to get into politics, but I've seen Donald Trump and Kamala Harris in music videos with each other, mm-hmm. where they were never, what I mean? But you see these music videos, and they're very, very funny. But it's AI, and it looks real. And if you're not, like, ready and looking for it, you can see a clip of that and be like, "Did that really just happen?"
It's getting better and better all the time.
And
that's the point. And another point I wanted to make is that, say you're putting yourself out there a lot, your face, what you're up to, your kids, your job, your vacations.
Correct.
The more you're putting out there, the more information someone has to use to hurt you.
Yep. So we were just talking about that with social media. Every photo that you put out, it could be you alone, all right? But you have a background behind that. Are you standing in front of your house? Does it show the house number? Is there a car with a license plate on it in there? Are you standing there with your loved ones? And now that face with facial recognition can be linked with you and all your loved ones, and all your loved ones can be linked with other people. So with AI technology and just actually people investigating, you can really socially engineer information about someone, whether that be finding out true information or making it look like something happened that didn't. There's a lot of dangerous stuff out there. The more you put yourself out there, the more susceptible you are to frauds, to scams, because of just the public information that people have about you. For instance, with this current scam, if they know your social security number, you're in trouble. Obviously, people are not putting their social security number on Facebook. However, if you say happy birthday, happy anniversary, happy birthday to my son, okay, and you happen to have your PIN code as your son's birthday, well, guess what? Somebody gets hold of your financial information. They take a shot at your PIN code. No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Oh, that's right, I forgot. Yeah, it's this one. And then they keep guessing, and eventually they get to the point where they get the right one. You could be missing some money, and that's all information. You wouldn't think about that, but like that code of, let's say today, 8125, that's a PIN number, 8125. You know, and that's stuff you got to be unaware of, be on the lookout for. So, whatever you do, post wisely. Keep things private. If you can
increase your privacy settings.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so like, I know, like, I'm a very cautious guy. I only share stuff online with people that I know in real life, but like people who I've never met, I don't want them to see that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just not, my thing,
exactly.
You know? So,
yeah, boy, we have opened up a can. We could go on.
We could.
Absolutely. I don't know what we got planned for the next hour on the air. But maybe we'll have you back again soon and
why
talk
not?
More about this.
Why not?
We want to appreciate Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson for joining us this past hour. It's been time well spent. Want to thank you for listening. This has been Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.